It is coming.
Gosh. Yeah, we're out of sushi.
I was going to ask my mom to bring home sushi.
I've read
it. I know. But I haven't seen it.
No.
Okay, Ross, come here.
Can I just wipe up?
This is your new tower for right now.
We'll send them the PDF first.
I don't want food.
So,
you
don't
want food?
I want more food.
You want more food?
I'm not exactly hungry. I just want to eat more.
Gotcha.
You should probably do that because you're recovering.
Because I'm what?
You're recovering from...
How do you feel about that?
Your job.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
So you need, like, to get really fat so that...
The other option... I'm replacing...
Right.
You said it's reliable.
It's reliable.
So the children go running at you
right.
And they bounce.
And they just bounce.
You
know,
reliable.
That would be
reliable,
perfect.
Right?
Although I have
one?
A ways
you
to go
to
before
miss.
I catch up to most
you
of these
reroll?
Kids. So
you don't expend the power.
Right.
It just misses. But
and it's a daily,
like,
so.
A lot.
But then you basically make sure
so they'll
hit.
Bounce off.
But
not
only that, if they use it again.
You might need to wear an inner tube until then.
Okay. That sounds good. I can get one of those, like, sumo wrestler suits. You know?
While climbing.
That'll do it. What?
Inner tube while climbing.
No, at that point I'll just do weights. That's not a bad idea. People do that. It's a thing. Usually just pull-ups though.
Yeah, weighted just
weighted
like pull-ups.
Yeah.
I've got a great split going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, weight training class. It's basically back and buys, tries and thighs, thighs and flies. And do whatever the fuck you want on day number four.
Oh god, this is for the class. I thought you were serious.
No.
Ross, how does this sound?
Man,
I have two choices for you. These are both defensive
all
actions.
You people call your stupid.
This one?
Did you bring Kuro?
I think I failed to bring Kuro. Do you want to use my iPad for Kuro?
No, it's okay. I can use my computer.
Did you bring Kuro? The sheet? Or the picture?
Yeah, I totally failed to bring Kuro.
We needed an extra large girl for this session.
Oh no.
17.
That was probably your first choice too.
Why?
Yeah, thank you.
Is it cool if you use your computer on?
Yeah. I don't have the files though, so someone send them to me.
It was sent in on...
Yep. A Slack?
And it's a show.
Did you send it in Slack?
No, I sent it in Dropbox so I can print. I can use Character Builder to open it up.
Oh, yeah. Is it in the main thing?
Yeah, I have to print out a PDF. I'll be fast.
Transcribe it onto a quick access.
Shall sit here. Almost done, Ron, sorry.
What?
3 to any number for attacks and stuff.
Okay.
And actually, that includes damage.
Why?
Because Ever is oh no, not damage. Plus 1 to damage, plus 3 to attacks. And plus 3 to skills. You've got 2 levels, one of which gave you a stat on them, which boosts you to the next tier of bonuses.
Okay.
And then the plus 2 level. So skills plus 3, attacks plus 3. That's it. Just worry about that. Damage doesn't really matter much.
Oh, did I forget my pencils?
Hmm?
I forgot my pencils.
And we broke Oliver's.
I know, I broke your pencil and then I didn't bring any.
I don't have the IKEA pencil
anymore. Oh, wow.
I used an IKEA pencil for my option file. Because I forgot to bring pencils.
Oh, I have some pencils. I know what they are.
That's hard to tear.
I know. I'm done.
I actually did terrible.
I'm already going as fast as I can, Mom. Come on.
Oh, wait, no. I can't. Stop. Oh, thank you.
Use your blood throat.
What is
it? My pencils.
Here. Oliver, give it to you.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
I don't really need pencils right now. Because I'm going to be typing anything I need to. I'll just check if I have any others.
Okay, both characters in Dropbox.
I think it would be good to, in the general stuff, always to eat, since we're not eating during combat.
Okay.
Do what?
Just a general, role play start while we're eating.
Okay.
Good with everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just need like a
meeting. It's in Dropbox. I mean, it's in Slack now.
Thanks.
Oh, you want me to do the same for you?
No, I haven't.
I'll need another break before we do combat.
The D&D 4E.
Hmm?
Oh, I sent you the D&D 4E one?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no worries. Thank you, though.
Is it?
What?
You want a soup?
Yeah,
soup.
Here's
one.
No, I'm just gonna use the wire. It's gonna be fine.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't put spoons in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they put any utensils.
Why? I feel like that's really lame.
If you want, you can use this. I didn't use it. And you can just, like, go from there.
I might.
Oh, there it is. There we go. Is that working now, Ross?
Oh, thank you.
Let me drop something. Let me drop something. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, so, as we remember,
yes.
No recap necessary. The party was had just encountered a very strange girl in their dreams, and this woman was also in the inn when they woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Ever was also in the inn when he woke up, which probably bothered him to no end. Errol shot. The woman?
Well, after.
After careful thought and impulse control, Eros shot the woman. She dissipated, and Kievan Rotarli and the Stronger pushed their way into the door, as well as Stefan. Seemed a little weird seeing each other.
Mm-hmm. But Kievan Rotarli and the Stronger left.
Yeah, Kievan Rotarli and the Stronger left, saying that tomorrow was just to clarify. To make sure that we had a calendar and everything set. The friendship off was tomorrow. Stefan is still in the inn. As is Dara, who's very confused that he was like all crying and weeping and stuff. And that's what we'll pick up.
You almost died. You can thank me now or thank me later.
What? Dara's clearly, she doesn't know what's going on.
Where did the mist disappear to? Kuro was running around and trying to find
it. It's gone. It kind of like evaporated at
there
the same
no
time
traces.
That
so there are no traces.
There's no traces of the mist.
It runs around and finds no traces.
It evaporated at the same time that the woman disappeared.
There was a scary woman behind you, and I shot her, and now you're alive. Otherwise, you'd be dead.
Everyone wants to talk to the granddaughter of
Lynn.
Do this first, but...
Okay. The granddaughter is kind of sitting on the stairs watching.
I'm just going to just sit next to her.
Dara says, what? I think I would have noticed if there was something.
No, probably not, because you didn't.
The stranger pipes. It is true. There was a lady. Dara outright believes the stranger, because the stranger... Why would the stranger ever lie?
God damn it. It doesn't even make sense for me to lie right now.
We all saw it, Eros. At least the five of us.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hugh explains the situation to Dara, what happened in their dream and then what happened in this present.
Does Q mention the Oracle?
No.
So, Q is telling it as if... There was a dream.
They just all started.
They were all
together.
In a dream together.
Yes.
That's really scary, actually.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Sorry, I didn't believe you.
Q, you didn't mention the Oracle.
But you're cut me some slack here, your Eros.
Yeah.
Esteemed Dr. Professor, Q failed to mention
Kuro,
our benefactor.
Kuro.
You forgot to mention it, though.
What is this Kuro doing?
Yes, there's one who dwells in the dream world, or something like that, known as the Oracle.
Mm-hmm. He has given us clues through dreams, or helped us interpret the clues through dreams, or, well, he is helping us solve the mysteries.
I think you've mentioned this guy before.
Sidara?
Dara says that she remembers maybe hearing about this guy, you know, how Mark did something to their memories.
That's right. It was he who showed us truth.
Never heard of him, though. So, well, I guess it's good that he's helping you out, but I'd be wary of it.
How do we know he's helping? How do we know it's the truth?
These are very good points.
Good points. Good work, Emma. Good work.
Am I interrupting something? Sir Stefan.
No.
Sir Stefan, what has brought you here?
I just wanted to make
Besides
sure...
Besides
fate. Right. I just wanted to make sure that you're not going to bother with Colossus. We'll try and take care of him today. At least find out what he's doing here.
Sir Stefan, we must consult. Does Colossus exist in the dream plane?
I know nothing of dream planes.
Do you have a friend? That
I have some friends, yes.
That's nice. All right, that's my question. No, do you have a friend that is kind of like a hunter guy? He rides a wolf. He's like doing whatever he wants, and he's hunting shit. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't have any friends that ride wolves.
But you said you had a hunter friend.
I do have a hunter friend.
Did your hunter friend ever ride a wolf before? What about you?
He thinks about it. I've never ridden a wolf. I'm not sure about my friend.
Oh. You think you
If you can call him that. I don't really trust him.
That's
but
fair, but...
What's his name?
He's an acquaintance.
Maybe I know him.
Stefan looks at you sideways, like, I don't give out the names of acquaintances.
Is it Vasco?
Is that name particular to you?
It is. Presently, it's in particular to us because he's here at the gathering. That's all.
Stefan nods. He is the person you know, yes?
Shit.
He is the person you know. Or a person.
Who's this Vasco guy again? How do we know him?
You met at the sharpshooting contest.
Okay. Wait.
Sir Stefan, you are a wizard indeed.
On occasion.
Do you detect any strange energies here? Besides the normal strange energies?
That is the vaguest question I've heard today.
You're simply trying to secure the perimeter.
Vague questions don't secure perimeters. What are you looking for?
Dreamy mists.
Your interests are not my business. But I have not seen any sort of
Very well. Let us consult later if you find any more information.
I may have information for you.
Oh, do you? Very good. Let's consult right now.
Later, I mean.
Oh. Okay, we will consult later.
Stefan leaves.
Actually, guys, I might know something.
Okay.
This is a pretty big deal.
All right,
yeah.
So everyone listen up. Yeah.
Wait, does everyone want to talk to?
Yeah.
Does everyone want to talk to? Okay. So while this is all going on, Everett was sitting next to Mark's granddaughter. So I'm going to prioritize that.
Yeah.
What does Everett say to Mark's granddaughter?
I was to ask, what did you see?
Scary lady in the door, and lots of smoke stuff.
Where's your mother? Cube comes over.
Wasn't Q part of the conversation? So Q can't.
Oh,
Q was part of the second conversation. So he can't interrupt this.
I'm a devil. I have no mother. Where's your mother?
Did you see where she came from?
Anyway, Eros was talking about something.
Oh, that's good.
Tell us about your mother, Eros. I mean...
She's looking around.
Did everyone else see her?
No one else was here. Just the nice lady, Mark's friend. She didn't see. The badgers did. The animals did. And she must with the painting.
Who's dead?
What
Eros might have overheard this.
Eros did not overhear this. He was busy hitting on Dara with, like, you know, kind of trying to retroactively get a reward. What did you say? Sorry.
What did she do to look?
She looked sad. And she looks sad. The painting on the wall.
Yeah.
Does that
I look at the
painting. On the wall, instead of a picture of 12 people, it's just a very close-up picture of two big eyes in the very top of a strange slope.
Has anybody else noticed this?
No one else has.
What do you know, Eros?
Listen.
Yes.
I noticed something.
Yes.
Eros checks out Dara again. Checks her out. Top to bottom. Looking at everything.
What he's looking for is not there.
Okay.
What
Never
did you
mind.
Notice?
Never mind. I don't know. I don't know if I should say anything.
I thought you had some information.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I have a question for everybody else, then. When you look in my hands and Q's holding up his hands, what do you see?
Fingers!
Are there anything on my fingers?
Yes.
Fingernails.
Fingernails. And if I look closely enough,
yes.
Finger hair. And dust.
Okay.
And
not
dirt.
A finger hair.
Do you see
16.
Any...
Boogers.
Do you see any...
And poop.
Stranger, do you see any rings?
There's not a tree.
Why are you asking that?
That would be inside the fingers. Yes, I remember this.
Why are you asking that?
Because I felt like earlier everyone was staring at my hands.
Did you wash your hands? You're right. Yeah, everyone's checking out your hands because it's something about a ring. That's what I noticed.
What do you notice, Eros?
Wait, what do you mean?
Listen. Dara, okay?
Uh-huh.
Hands. Ring. Met her. Ring. Stuff happens. No ring. Look now. No ring. What's up? Why?
I understand.
Thank you.
Yes. You're supposed to end with, what am I?
No. Presently, Kuro, when I looked at, I'm going to call her the Banshee. When I looked at
the crazy woman?
Yeah, the crazy woman.
Okay.
Banshee number two, the one that was here in the inn.
You think it was a different one?
Well, let's say they're different, because this one had eyes. The one we had saw in our dream did not, but she had a mouth. So the smiling banshee is in the dream. The seeing banshee is here. So the seeing banshee number two was where it had hands this time too.
I am confused.
She had a ring on her.
Yeah.
Did you notice that too?
Yeah.
Did anybody else catch what that was?
No, I didn't look closely. I just realized it was a ring.
It was a ring with a circle on it.
Aaron's going to try to recall if that's the ring he remembers Dara wearing.
That's exactly the ring you remember.
Hey, that's exactly the ring that she was wearing.
That's what I'm saying.
Dara, yeah, there's a connection. But we already knew that because she's like playing with her hair and shit. So what does that tell us?
I don't know.
God. Is anyone else?
These mysteries are too tough for us.
Yes,
Dara.
I do know that.
Still
wear this ring. Number one, the student of the eight. Two, we know.
Is Dara this part of the is Dara part of this conversation?
We're just sitting next to her.
She's there.
She's there.
I'm just ignoring her. Talking to everyone else.
And Q's explaining all those things to Ever. And lastly, Ever, Cadence is also wearing this ring.
What? Is there off number then?
Why are you staring at me like that?
Roll a perception check. It's a normal perception check because Eros checks out every girl.
Huh? Oh, yeah, it's pretty hot. Eros remembers correctly. The crash out. A history check?
No,
perception. Oh, perception.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 17.
Okay. You remember the major parts of her body, nothing about her hands.
No. But I trust Kate. If you say she was wearing the ring, she's wearing the ring. What do you think that means?
Well, Sunu told me once that those rings belong to a set.
How many?
I don't know. I know
well,
that
he
now.
Told,
that
he didn't tell you how many. Did he not know how many?
I think so.
What was the symbol on the rings?
A circle, a plain circle.
A circle?
Just like.
Dara raised her hand. She's like, hold on, hold on. Sunu said what?
Well, he wears a ring.
She used to wear the ring, that's correct.
That's right. You saw her wear the ring, right?
What did Sunu say?
Sunu said.
He may have stretched the truth.
Do you think I'm stretching the truth?
Sunu may have stretched the truth.
Oh. Well, so Sunu said that he received the ring from a friend.
I remember receiving a ring in a set, right?
Okay. And he said that him, the person who gave it to him, and then several others wear this ring.
She tilts her head and she says, there are a few rings, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying.
I think they're just rings of protection. It disappeared after a while.
But why was the Banshee wearing it?
She's like, she Dara has a moment and clarifies with you that the Banshee is the person that was standing around playing with her hair.
That's
in,
right.
In the dream.
That's right, that's right.
Maybe she has one too? Sounds pretty creepy to me, but the stranger would.
Why would I? Why do you suddenly wish to know what I think?
Because,
you know,
for a little part,
we think that the circle is not the circle the same as the symbol of the circus. The circle is the symbol of circus, yes. Shrugs.
Do the rings have a symbol of circus on them?
I do not recall any rings.
Strader has not.
Did anyone get a circle in their teeth? Susan, pull them. Stranger?
Yes.
What do you know about this?
What do I know about circles?
Yeah.
Circles are round, and circles signify the five stars. Circles signify circus, because circus signifies the five stars. What does signify mean?
Signify means to represent, to mean.
Yes, it is together. Maybe not meaning, but it is together.
Mark's granddaughter is standing under the painting and trying to throw a towel on the painting.
Mm.
She keeps picking up, throwing it. Missing.
Oh, do you need some help? What? What?
Yo, oh, what is that? I do not remember that being there.
Who drew that?
She keeps throwing it and she doesn't like
it. I think that was here, didn't it?
Okay, well, can someone give me a hand?
Just a towel. Kuro's pretty tall. Just puts a towel on top of the painting and drapes it over.
This is weird. I'm not a big fan of.
What were the five?
Dying.
That
nearly dying.
The five stories.
Fans are flat.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
Stranger, what do you mean by the five storms?
The dance, the five storms. He does a very light five storms.
Yes, can you?
So, do all people of circus know that dance?
My grandfather knows the five storms. He taught it to me.
Sure. And you said the circle represents the five storms.
The circle is the five storms. It is how it was taught to be. To be the five storms, and to make the five storms, you are the circle, and you make the circle.
Have you seen anybody else do the five storms?
Not in the same fashion. I have seen monks perform a move called five storms, but it is not the same. It is not the same.
He laughs.
Earl is going to try to detect any malicious energies coming from the painting.
Do you detect any evil?
Roll religion.
Did we not wish to see Boltzmann?
This is true. We should go see Boltzmann as quickly as we can.
No, we must spread the alarm to everybody in this town. Because if the apparition can appear here, it might appear anywhere.
But who are we to tell?
Let's tell Boltzmann. Let's simply tell the people we know and trust them to do the correct thing.
Should we split up and do it? No, it's far too dangerous.
No, let's go together to Boltzmann first.
Yes.
Where's the inn?
In Carnival. It's actually probably the closest building that you've been to Renard's place.
Uh-huh.
33 and religion.
There are no malicious energies coming from this.
It's just a painting of this face.
Did it have energy before? Or was it also just a painting? Did anyone check?
I don't never thought about it.
I don't believe it.
I mean, we assumed it was magic. Who's doing magic stuff?
So Coral's going to look underneath the towel. Is it still the face?
Yes, and it's staring in a way that no matter how you tilt your, you know, no matter where you're standing, it looks like it's
staring. It has eyes and a mouth?
It has eyes in the corners of the mouth. So eyes primarily.
So it's like the full picture of the Banshee.
In the face.
Very well. Let's warn the others. Let us go.
Kuro, yeah.
Okay, so
yep.
Does everyone go?
Yeah.
Kuro has no idea where he's going. He's just looking for a familiar building.
Roll 1d6. You guys just follow Kuro?
Yeah.
They figure he knows where he's going. 3.
Okay. You head to the nearest building that you recognize. You're at Renard's place.
Oh,
cool. This is not Renard. This is not Baltimore.
Well, we might as well stop here if it's on the way.
This is true.
That's fair.
Is it on
the
way?
No.
Air Doctor. Air Doctor Professor.
Coming. Renard is on the top floor and he opens the door.
Well, this is like...
We have news.
Do you see a familiar face?
Hmm?
Sitting in a wheelchair. Is with his dark blue hood back. He was a ranger that you saw at the sharpshooting contest.
Renard.
What's that guy's name again?
Renard.
Renard is standing at the door.
At the door.
Renard is standing at the door. You mean Vasco?
Oh God.
Okay.
Girl, explain the situation in Mr.
In what?
Circuitous fashion.
In a very circuitous fashion?
Yeah.
Renard is frowning, trying to figure this out. You're telling me that some sort of dream person is wandering around Carnival?
That is correct.
Unfortunately, I have to pause right here because I think I'll get you now. Take a moment and figure out what your next plan of action is.
Okay. I think it has to be, one, warn Renard of danger.
Yep.
Two, talk to this Vastone guy and glean some information about Mouthman.
Mouthman?
Yeah, you know. I don't know.
Very Eros.
That's right.
Very Eros.
Would
you say it's eroding? Eroshin? So delicious and constructive.
There's like no meat in it though.
There's a lot of meat in it.
Oh, mine doesn't have any meat in it.
Oh.
And like.
Maybe you asked for the vegetarian pork wontons.
Vegetarian pork wontons.
Almost vegetarian.
Nearly vegetarian, yeah.
Vegetarian pork.
Would you like
to? For the transition to vegetarian.
Yeah.
The pseudo-vegetarian.
And then, after we can't spend too much time here.
No, exactly.
We have to go to both. And then, we have to go meet the challenge.
The challenge?
Of the rivals.
Friendship Ops tomorrow.
That's tomorrow?
Well, when we're
no, didn't
there.
He say
right.
That yesterday?
Right.
Or did he say that?
That was,
he said that today.
That was today.
No, how was that today? We woke up by the kid.
Yeah, they barged in.
Things.
They barged in.
After?
This
yeah.
Morning game.
Oh,
yeah.
It came in right before Stefan.
But it feels like it's been a day because we were here yesterday. So.
Right afterwards. Can you tell Vella about what happened?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Okay.
The people that everyone would want to talk to are Vella and Gortog. Because Gortog seems to know what to do.
This is true.
And
true.
Be able to, like.
You're right.
Get information where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
And Vella because it's Vella.
Right. Basically the three teachers.
Yeah.
And then Van Buren.
Is Van Buren the ball guy? Okay.
Yeah. Too many characters. I really can't keep track.
You want to use my count? Speculating last night about what it means to have the ring and why people were always staring at Q's hands. So what happened, what Marlon told me, is that when Q looked at the hands of the Banshee, everybody looked at Q's hands.
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Q felt like everybody was looking at his hands.
In that moment?
That very moment. When Q looked at the Banshee's hands, he felt that everyone was looking at his hands.
Mm.
Were they?
I don't think so. I'll clarify.
Hey, Marlon.
Astrid. What's up?
To clarify.
Yeah.
When I looked at the Banshee's hands, did I feel like everyone was looking at my hands?
No.
No.
You kind of, when you looked at the Banshee's hands, you kind of remembered.
I remembered everybody looking at my hands.
Oh, I
yeah.
see.
Okay.
I'll connect you together some other time.
That would be freakier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone.
It was just sort of like a realization.
Oh.
Renard manages to piece it together because he's brilliant. That's the only reason he manages to piece it together. Okay. Alright, so some dream lady bothering you, bothering Dara. Alright. What do you mean?
Area in danger because it entered Mark's inn. Could appear anywhere.
I don't know if that would be a measure of safety, but certainly nothing too bad could come to pass in Mark's inn with his protectionary spells.
So it bypasses protectionary spells? Or it failed to trigger them?
Probably the latter. Not sure of the former.
Air Doctor, do you believe this thing to be evil?
I have barely a description of it.
It's almost certainly evil. It's gotta be.
Your friend needs a check. But what you told me, with the world turning, was that?
That's correct.
And it was affected. Did you just try to describe everything?
Yes.
So it had cookies in the dream, and it had cookies in real
indeed,
life.
Indeed, but one version had a mouth, and the other version did not. And one version had eyes, and the other version did not.
And hands.
And hands.
The man in the wheelchair, in the blue cloak, says, "It sounds aberrant." And sits back.
Well, yes. Goro would like to tell Renard, begin to tell Renard about Varas's.
I've spoken to Vasco here about Varas's.
Oh. Hello, Dr. Professor, in the window. Did I see you there?
Vasco, are you after that thing?
In a sense.
Oh, are you the one working with Sir Stephen? Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Kind of scoffs at,
Stefan's name.
Stefan's name, although it was butchered to Stephen. Working with him. No. No. Not working with him.
So,
anyway, so, you think we should be on alert?
We gotta run, but...
We are here to inform you. We must be on our way.
Appreciate it. I'll keep it in mind.
Very well. We must be on our way. Goodbye now. Be vigilant.
She's starting to leave already.
Kuro's running off.
The stranger's just following Kuro.
Meanwhile, DT, who I guess they were ignoring,
mm-hmm.
actually went straight to the Bolt's room.
Alright.
Good.
Is Carlos there? With DT or no?
Carlos DT.
Okay.
Carlos is with us?
Carlos was staying at the inn.
Oh, okay.
Carlos is still has a major headache and does not want to get up or do anything with DT around, so he stayed at the inn.
So, but where's Coral?
Roll 1d6.
Nearest familiar building, 1.
Okay. You run all the way to Vela's house.
Okay.
You go down the long corridors of, you know, little tapestries, candles, and paintings, and art and stuff.
Good morning, Frau Dr. Professor.
Ever actually wanted to go to Vela and then also Gortog. Those are the people that he wanted to talk to before doing things.
Okay. Vela's sitting there with someone you haven't seen before.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Eros.
Who's this person?
It looks like some sort of tree-ish creature.
What the hell?
Is it a dryad?
No.
Are you a tree?
Nymph?
The creature ignores you. What do you guys need?
We're here to warn you of blah, 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 blah.
Halfway through, Vela turns to Ever. What happened?
There was a dream and us and a thing without a mouth. No, without eyes and without hands. And then it ripped off the doll's head. And then
what doll?
Woke up Dara. And then it was real Dara. And then the thing came with opposite things.
Okay. Is Dara okay?
And then Eros saved the day.
Did he actually? Gold star, okay.
Hey. And then it disappeared. And then the picture was different, because it was...
Picture?
The picture with all the people that changes sometimes.
Indeed, the picture.
Who?
And then the faces.
There's
on the
a
wall.
Picture. There's
the
picture.
End.
Who's in?
Mars. This guy's
Mars.
In.
Okay.
He has a granddaughter. I think.
Why does that interest you?
Huh?
It's... Go on. Anything else?
Yes.
First, there was an oracle in the dream.
Oracle in the dream. Oracle in the dream.
And then there was the lady, and then she also ate cookies.
She ate cookies. Okay.
Even though she didn't have them one time, but then the other time she didn't.
That's kind of freaky.
Yes.
It was terrible.
I tried to go home, and then I was cat.
You tried to go home and Vela moves. Are you okay? Were you moved? You were, they moved you. What?
Something did.
Something moved you.
I went home and then there was a dream and then I went to the end.
Are you sure you didn't just like sleepwalk here?
Vela's very bothered by that. She's most of all bothered by the fact that Ever was moved around. And she fusses over Ever for a little bit.
What does that mean?
Make sure that Ever's okay. Just pats him on the head and things like that.
What could move Ever from his home?
I don't know. I just don't want that.
What kind of power would that be?
Sounds like something.
Your crazy dream stuff.
Yeah.
Is it something aberrant?
Because it looks like.
I mean, it's a good possibility at this point because we're running into aberrants everywhere.
Oh yes, Frau Professor. There is another thing called Verosses in the gathering. Blah blah blah.
She points at her companion.
You
and says,
no.
We've been discussing Verosses.
Oh, I see.
Do you believe them to be related?
That was when time was
I'm not sure. But why would you say that this thing is aberrant?
We have information.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hmm.
What information do you have that.
Important information.
.jpg.
Vela has completely lost. And says, like, did you feel like you were going crazy? Did it feel like...
It seemed like it was going crazy.
She nods. She's like, that is a pretty common side effect of things.
So, perhaps it was not aberrant, and, well, at very least, it was affected by some aberrant force.
Mm.
Bad force.
Okay. All right. Why did you... Did you rush
here?
Dara didn't see it.
But the granddaughter did. And so
and the
did the badgers, yes.
It's been a pretty long time since we've talked to Vela about stuff like this.
No, the badgers offered the thing cookies.
Oh shit, you're
yeah.
Right. So it's gotta be seen.
So she's trying to piece it together. She's like,
Who's Dara?
Dara is one of our companions.
One.
She manages our chops.
Sure, and now she's not.
She manages our chops.
I don't know what the picture is, but if she...
That's right. That's fine.
Okay.
Just understand that a picture was
but
something
the
else.
Badgers saw it.
Yes.
Where were these badgers?
Badgers.
The cookie
badgers.
Badgers.
Badgers are employees of the...
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Nice.
The cookie badgers.
Yes, they're very good. And they saw the creature.
They give out poisonous cookies.
Yes.
Okay, so that means that if the badger saw the creature, then the creature was real. At the very least, it wasn't a hallucination.
What if
the
also hallucinated?
The granddaughter, though, also saw it, too.
A grand...
But we don't know...
Young children are often more attuned to various things.
It's true.
It depends on their lineage as well.
We don't know
if... We are mostly not
that
young.
The child could see it, or that Dara could.
Q is young.
Which one is the anomaly?
Here's the thing, though, is that I'm also... Well, because three other people were about to come through the door, I feel like they were blocked outside, like they couldn't enter.
Carnival is a weird place with a lot of wards.
I guess that's true. But they eventually entered as soon as she disappeared.
So maybe she was blocking something.
I think so, too.
That's smart,
it
yeah.
It could have been cut off at some
point. That's very true.
I feel like
they
she
came
didn't.
In right away.
In any case, let me explain the painting. The painting had 12 people in it before.
Okay.
And after this apparition, it had the face of this creature. The composite face of the two, shall we say, aspects of this creature. So, the painting was different.
Yes.
Somehow this apparition changed the painting.
Maybe it painted over it.
That's precisely what she did, I think.
Oh,
okay.
That's possible.
Vela shakes her head. She's like, I'm not sure about the significance, but it sounds like it bothers you a lot.
It does. It feels like we're...
It was a mystery.
Well, what changed the picture before was...
Mark.
Do you know of them?
No.
Okay.
Well,
fine.
Frau Professor, I believe we must go and warn the rest of the town.
You're warning everyone?
Yeah.
Well, since we are acquaintances,
then
do you not advise?
I just... It sounds pretty freaky, but if you think it's cause for alarm, okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Very well.
I'll be careful. You be careful, too. Just remember, it didn't move ever. Or at least ever.
Yeah,
so
ever make sure you're... You all better stay with Ever.
Yeah.
Don't let your guard down.
Ever, send the frog to me. It's a frog. Okay, thank you.
You leave Vela's house.
I'm leading this time. Let's go.
Q, roll history.
Girl goes to find
Gortog.
Ever goes to find Gortog.
Ever goes to find Gortog, so Ever heads towards the casino.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Kuro gets a 5.
How big is the picture at the inn?
33 for history.
The picture in the inn...
I mean, would it be ridiculously cumbersome to carry?
No. But...
Okay.
That's so creepy.
Ever goes and takes the picture.
It stuck to the wall.
It won't come down. Never mind. Ever tries.
Kuro is running in the random direction.
Okay.
33.
All right. Kuro happens to run the same direction as Q. So everyone goes to Gortog, to the casino. Okay. The casino is not closer, so we'll head towards Boltzmann first, deal with a little bit of Boltzmann, and then deal with Ever and Gortog.
DT is there outside.
Yeah. DT is waiting outside.
Did the party just split up?
Yep.
Ever by himself.
Okay.
Where's Eros?
Probably with
Q. Assuming
that
everyone else
follows
it.
Most likely
Q. The stranger goes with Ever, realizing that Ever is going in a completely different direction. He was told to follow Ever, so he's following. The stranger is very confused. Talking is not his strong suit. Running is. So he's pretty good at this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Boltzmann.
DT is scanning Boltzmann's place. Are there life forms inside?
Yes.
How many life forms?
One.
Okay.
So it's just floating there.
DT, you're here.
What's up, DT?
Hello.
Floating rabbit head.
Were you waiting for us?
Yes.
Okay, let's go in. Eros, arm yourself.
Okay, come on. Let's go.
Hello? Yes, come in. Air Dr. Professor. Come in. I'm just in the back.
What's good, Balls?
How have you been feeling?
Did you open the door and stride in?
Yes. Ah! Good to see you all again. I was just having my meal.
How are you doing, as Vera asked?
Fine. Why? What is Balsam eating?
He's just eating some, like, potatoes.
Oh, gross.
Like,
potatoes on the side of, like, you know.
Potatoes.
Just like a steak.
Have you been feeling well?
Very well.
Have you had any changes in mood lately? Appetite?
I am hungry because it is time to eat.
That's sleep pretty good,
patterns
right?
Are
patterns of my sleep.
Are
yes.
You thinking positively? Please, think positively.
Yes, I'm fine.
We are friends. If you're ever sad, please do not
kill the time. How are you?
I'm fine. We just haven't seen you in a while, so we just thought we'd be
fracking.
I have more information for you about a certain crossbow that I've seen, and also about a certain bird brain. An emu, specifically.
Oh, bird brain was here earlier.
Yeah. We saw him in the competition.
Oh, very nice, very nice. I wish I could have seen him, but he stopped by to buy some bolts.
I see. Yeah, we just wanted to check up on you, see if anything was up. Oh, by the way, don't get alarmed. Q explains the whole entire situation about the Banshee. And, yeah.
Is that just alarming? Is that just very alarming?
So don't be alarmed. And
I should try, but since you requested Mr. Q.
And I think all of us are, we're about to go see Gortog.
Where's that?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, we're going to go talk to Gortog, because we already told Renard, and Bella. So,
where's the stranger?
Isn't he outside?
Let me go check.
DT is heading towards Gortog.
Good to see you again.
Let me know
if anything.
Sorry for interrupting your meal.
They're gone.
What do you mean they're gone?
I don't know.
Okay, so Ever and the stranger in tow headed to go talk to Gortog.
Q and Ever.
What's Kuro doing?
Keeping track of shit.
Kuro's running around.
Yeah,
he's still
running around randomly.
Why?
He's just visiting near the building because he feels he's in the room.
Okay. Gortog is actually at the station for once. He's adjusting some stuff on the back wall. He's at the shall we say, the ticket desk. And he's just adjusting some stuff here. Ah.
Ever goes and taps him.
Dude. Star me. Never tell you. Alright, what can I do you for? Alright, Mr. Muscles. Yes. Okay. You normally don't come to see me. Where are the others? Yes.
There was someone else. But, just as other someone else. But, there was a creature in our dream where we were all there. And then it was at the end, too. When you woke up.
Gortog closes his eyes. Could you describe this creature?
Oh, Ever just remembered. And he opens up a pouch and he uses sand.
Hmm?
He uses sand to draw it on the ground.
Draw?
Yeah.
Because the creepy thing is much.
Kortalk frown.
But first in the dream it was like this. And then at the end it was like this. And both times it wanted Dara.
That's awful looking. I'm sorry, I don't know really why you're telling me, but it looks rather creepy.
So it was supposed to stay in the dream and then it was here.
Most things stay in dreams, but it did not. That is outright terrifying. It means we can pierce the dream realm and possibly escape it from where it dwells. And feasibly, if it came in your dream, it came to Carnival through your dream. Using it as a bridge. In that case, many doors are open to it. That is very worrisome.
Is DT there yet?
DT is there listening.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure what.
It had a ring and they were talking about it.
A ring? What kind of ring? A box?
He needs a circle.
A circle ring? Not a circle's round about these parts recently. Mm-hmm. Having there. What is this floating here?
I don't know.
It is DT. Right. Are you friends with me?
It's okay.
It's a little DT. Do you have any information about other similar things with a circular symbol?
Have you tried purchasing one?
What is it?
I don't know. But you could probably find one here, at the casino.
That's a good suggestion. We should try right now. DT is contacting
arbitrator and trying to buy it.
Trying to get the price of a ring.
Rings are not found. These specific rings are not found. Other rings are just like, there's a ton of them.
Yeah. The arbitrator doesn't seem to have them in the inventory.
Then it's probably very rare.
They saw a bunch of them.
Yeah. Just because you see a bunch of them doesn't mean they're not rare. It means you just saw a lot of rare things. Am I right?
He turns his back and continues adjusting paintings on his wall.
Let's go talk. May I ask you about those paintings?
Ah, yeah, of course.
He points to one. There's a dark-looking woman with a scowl, very short hair. Looks like a military uniform.
These are, as you can tell, I am a collector of filth, a connoisseur of sorts, and these are some very fine specimens of the filth of mortal kind.
There's, where were Kulatar and everyone headed?
They were panicking. Not panicking, really. Kuro's gone already. Is it just Garros?
Both of you roll 1d6.
Okay.
And Kuro roll 1d6.
Kuro was actually, he ran off, but then he made a loop because he forgot to tell Bolton.
Okay, so Kuro's back at Boltzmann.
Yeah, he wanted to tell Boltzmann about the
We're
process.
Gone already, though.
What'd you guys roll?
5.
1.
Okay. You guys probably would have gone to Kortalk because he's the last person that you would have went to go see. Since nobody knows where Van Buren lives.
Yeah.
But as soon as at this point you arrive, what he's talking about, the field of mortal kind.
Alright. You have any questions? That dream creature sounds rather
unappealing to me.
Are these paintings by the same artist?
No.
Do you know who, since you're a connoisseur of paintings, do you know who painted the portrait in Mark's name?
That old thing. Mark did.
Mark?
Yes.
Do you own any other of Mark's paintings?
I don't know. All I know is that he owns it proudly. You probably can see it as his friends in it.
Well, the painting changed it. As a result of the apparition.
He did what?
Changed it. Covered it.
Covered it.
Oh. His face.
Mark ain't gonna be too happy about that.
Did DT see the... Was the painting change on DT's perspective?
Yes.
But DT did not see the apparition.
What did you tell him about it? What did you tell him about it? Right. What did he say?
He said it's creepy. He said it passed from the dream realm to here, and maybe it can...
Who are depicted in these paintings?
Because this place connects to a lot of places.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Who are depicted in these paintings?
He doesn't seem to know too much.
He looks back and looks at you. Looks at DT. Simply says,
"The filth of mortal kind, criminals, all of them."
See, is a collage.
Awful people, but redemption can be had.
How many paintings?
He has about 5. There's like
I guess we have
3 down here, 2 over there.
Where would that be?
Excuse me.
That's
everyone's
mag reaction right now.
Do you have any other question for me?
Yes. I do. Do you know any other, off the top of your head, what are creatures that can pass their dreams?
There must be a few aberrant creatures that pass through dreams. Horrors of the Shadow of Fail. Horrors of the Underdark.
What about Kalashtar?
Kalashtar of the Quarry. They come from the dream realm. Of course, they could feasibly cross through dreams. Of course. Why wouldn't they? They pioneered all kinds of dream magic.
Is she the only one who has one of those rings now? Dara doesn't anymore.
Well, I haven't seen Sunu. I haven't seen Sunu in a while.
They both have one.
Mm-hmm. And then Cadence.
Let's go.
So DT will inform them by the headsets that the rings were not in the casino's inventory.
Okay.
For purchase.
Then there must be... Not common.
Do you have any other questions for Gortok? He's gonna bustle off. He doesn't seem bothered. Particularly bothered. He was very interested, probably more interested in the creature than any other of the people he told.
Like in the...
In the actual idea of this creature. Everyone else was kind of like, why are you telling me? Oh, it's dangerous. Okay. Velo was focused on Ever. Boltzmann was very interested. He's like, very interesting, very interesting. That is intriguing. Renard and Vasco were not very bothered because they didn't think that, you know, it's very hard to not necessarily do something like that, but it didn't seem out of the ordinary for the realm of things that they've dealt with.
Okay. And they were dealing with other stuff, it seemed.
They were really focused on dealing with, talking about Verossus.
Where's Kuro?
Kuro's back in Baltimore.
Yes, here, Professor.
Yes?
I forgot to inform you about another thing. There is this thing in the bathroom called Ferocious Intact. Blah, 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 blah.
Ferocious. Aberrant creature?
Yes.
Ah, yes, all right.
It's likely to arise again. I do not know the relationship of the gathering in Carnival, but be careful of this thing, too.
I shall. Thank you.
If you're feeling down, talk to us. We are your friends.
Sure, I will. I'm feeling fine, so.
Life is wonderful.
Yes, it is. Look at all these crossbows.
Yes, indeed.
Kuro. Come in, Kuro.
You were... Oh. Hello, Kuro.
Oh. Kuro, where are you right now?
I'm in Baltimore.
Why are you still in Baltimore? Anyway, I have a feeling we have to go to Cadence.
Roger.
Okay, I'll meet you at Baltimore.
Roger.
Alright, we're gonna meet you at
Baltimore.
DT, what do you think about this lead? Kalashtar. Cadence is a Kalashtar. You'll see her for the first time.
No.
Wait, what?
You've seen her before. Yes.
She is?
Yes.
Oh my
god.
Oh
my
god.
Maybe ever. Maybe. We'll see. I have a feeling that Cadence has a ring like what we were describing. She's also a Kalashtar, and that allows her to pass through the dream world. My feeling, whatever this aberrant creature is, could be some sort of evil form of her or something similar.
Or
maybe it's
just straight up Cadence.
What if their places are dreams?
Hmm?
What if their places are dreams? Could that be?
Guys, you hear Dara's voice coming through the headset.
What?
Yeah.
I just signed you up for another event.
Why?
It was a major challenge going on. I don't think we have enough to... The concert went pretty well. We didn't lose anything. But I don't think we have enough notoriety to place high enough to possibly win right now. Or you guys, I should say. Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Roger.
You have a performance battle against someone a little bit in the afternoon.
How long do we have?
Maybe about an hour, 30 minutes.
Shit. We have enough time to go to Carnival. Enough time to go to Charity.
It's risky.
It would be fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Alright, I have to lead the way then.
So DT would like to calculate the time shifts between Carnival and Charity to see how much time they have in Charity.
They'll have 30 minutes in Charity, probably. To 30 to 45 minutes each.
We'll have 30 minutes based on the time equivalencies.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's worth it. Let's go.
I feel like we need more time, actually. Because if
we're either going to have to fight her, or we're just going to tell her what we think, and then she's going to speak in riddles, and then we're going to be on our way anyway. So we might as well just go.
We should go, and we should catch her, and we should bring her here.
Stranger, what do you think?
I am very confused as to what is going on. We ran all over the place, but we stopped running. And I would like to run again.
Kuro?
I must think on this.
What?
DT says, it takes about, from your entry point, from Carnival to Charity, it takes about an hour to reach the city of Charity. You won't make it in time. Unless another entry point can be arranged.
I don't think we can do that.
Oh, half an hour after... Oh, I see.
We don't have enough chops. To make another entry point.
So what
I suggest
you
postpone
this. Why
do
we make an entry point with chops?
I don't know if we have another entry point into Carnival.
How much would that
be? I mean,
yeah.
Maybe we'll just find another way.
Check.
If we go another way.
That would take too
much. How much would it take... In terms of shops, to do what?
To shortcut it.
Shortcut directly to Charity?
Yeah.
To what point in Charity? To, like, the outskirts of Charity, or to...
To Cadence's thing.
Yeah, Cadence's
tent. It would only cost something like 10,000. Which is feasible for... If
we can get there...
If you just tell Dara it's important...
As well.
She'll probably agree to it.
Yo, Dara.
But then how much are you going to give us?
We'll still have half an hour.
What's up? We'll still have half an hour.
Total. Okay.
That's not worth it.
If you want to attempt to do so, I will keep count. I'll leave it up to you, though.
We need more time to deal with her.
I think we should go.
Well, you might as well. We should just go back.
Okay.
Why do we know that
we
need...
Her, you bring her here.
Why do we know that we need a lot of time?
I don't know. That's
I'm fine with no time. I will just shoot up the place, no problem.
Good plan.
Let's all right, go.
Let's go.
Okay. So you guys purchase the thing?
Yeah.
All right. DT will use Carlos as chops.
Okay.
He probably has a lot of chops, right?
Yeah, Carlos has a really strangely high amount of chops.
It's a huge amount of chops.
He's Carlos. DT will use Carlos as chops to
like
purchase an entry point from Carnival to...
We're going to take a quick break here.
Okay.
As I make sure I have something.
Okay.
Time to go to the bathroom, do things like that.